All right. Rumor has it. There's a little Adele for you. Got a rumor, Lakers or Dodgers rumor coming up. I wanted to mention one thing, though. Bergman, I won $10,000 mythical dollars
you
last
did.
Night on New England. What does that put me at? 101?
Yep, 101.
101.
I put $27,000 on the UCLA-USC game this weekend.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah.
UCLA -3.5 at the Coliseum.
I took it.
$27,000 mythical dollars. You feel pretty sure about yourself.
I know I don't. I just wanted to make a big bet.
Okay. And I have got $20,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers +2.5 tonight.
$20,000.
Jaylen Brown
right?
is out.
I like that.
Hopefully, LeBron plays. Hopefully. So there's a lot of money out on the table. So this is interesting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers have entered into talks with the Cincinnati Reds. This is according to Bob Nightingale. The Dodgers are interested in Luis Castillo, who's a starting pitcher, right-handed starting pitcher.
Ooh.
Who didn't have a great year last year, but has had really good years. Last year, he was 8-16 with a 3.98 ERA, led the league in starts with 33. They're also interested in Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray had a little better year last year.
Yeah.
7-9, 4.19 ERA. He's entering his age 32 season. The Dodgers right now in the rotation have got, again, no Kershaw, no Max Scherzer. I'm not putting those in this category yet. They still could return. But they've got Bueller, Luis, they've got Urias, they've got Andrew Heaney, who they just picked up, Reclamation Project, Angels Yankees last year, Tony Gonsolin, Mitch White, and a bunch of rookies. One of the names that is kicked around in this Sonny Gray Luis Castillo trade is Gavin Lux. Gavin Ooh. Lux put together a nice stretch for the Dodgers. I think he like had 17 really solid
yeah.
games down the stretch. He was good in the playoffs. I had good moments in the playoffs. Would you be willing to move, and they're talking about both starters, would you be willing to move Gavin Lux for two starting pitchers, Sonny Gray and Luis Castillo?
I think I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I would. Because to me, Gavin Lux is Alex Verdugo-ish, like really good player, and would have had a role for the Dodgers, but there's a difference between a really good player and Corey Seager. And a really good player and filling out the starting rotation with two really good starters. I think it's worth it. I know he's a young player and you need that to offset the really expensive players you're about to have, but they have other guys like Matt Beatty can come up. They have other prospects.
But remember, they got thin last year. They got thin. We didn't
they
have
did.
PK. We didn't he have
did.
Jack Peterson.
Do you feel
Those
like he's about to blossom?
Like
I feel like Dodger fans have been waiting on Gavin Lux for years, and this year you finally, at the end of the year, you finally started to see Gavin Lux that you've been waiting for. But do you believe that's going to continue next year and be
that's
that
the
guy
question,
the whole
right?
time?
The question is Gavin Lux an elite yeah. everyday second baseman, or does he have the potential to be? Bergman, you watch a lot of Dodgers. What do you think?
So all this says to me is that if they actually do this deal, that it means that we're either keeping Seager or keeping Taylor.
Correct.
So that just means that Trey mm-hmm. will move over to shortstop, or Trey will stay at second and Seager stays at short. And then you're kind of stuck without Gavin Lux doesn't have a place to play.
Yeah, if you are going to sign one of the big shortstops, let's say you're going to bring back Seager, well, then you're going to play Turner at second base. You don't need Gavin Lux.
Right.
And you mm-hmm. fill out your rotation with a guy like Luis Castillo, guy like Sonny Gray. Because right now we do need starters. We need guys to eat innings during the regular season because we're shy of that right now. And somebody just tweeted and said, what about Dustin May? Dustin May won't be available until end of July, early August at best because he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. So he's
Tommy
not
John.
Ready to go at the start of the year. So it's interesting. I mean, Gavin Lux definitely showed some flashes down the stretch. Definitely showed some flashes. But I would be inclined, if they're going to bring back one, Corey Seager, let me put it this way. If they trade Gavin Lux, I think they believe they're going to bring back Corey Seager. I don't think they're going to go into the season with Corey Seager, with Gavin Lux at second and Trey Turner at short. I don't believe that's the way it's going to go. And I do think, by the way, it's now down to Dodgers and Angels for Max Scherzer. The Angels signed Noah Syndergaard. Justin Verlander re-signed with Houston. The one elite starter that's left on the market is Max Scherzer. And I think the Angels are looking to do it. I think the Dodgers are looking to do it. That would be my priority among Dodger free agents, is to bring back Max Scherzer.
Really?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I think Corey Seager's a priority. Like, I know it's going to be really expensive, but Scherzer's older.
37 has shown no signs of wear.
I know.
He did show signs of wear.
Well, he showed signs of wear in the postseason after they used him out of the
bullpen. No, and the last two starts. And his last two starts. Mm-hmm. He was not good in those last two starts. He gave up like 11 runs.
You're really going to judge that guy in his last two starts. He just finished third for Cy Young Award voting.
Because down the stretch.
Yeah, and he should have finished third.
Yeah.
Do you want to get me started on the baseball awards? Because I can get started.
Well, I mean, no. Baseball awards. I don't
all
think,
of them, except for Ohtani.
I don't think most people, you know.
All right. No problem.
Do you?
I don't think most people care anymore, but I think it's a problem. Like, I mean, they just vote. It's basically, you might just call it best stats. Okay, best stats. Most valuable for guys that didn't make play from the playoffs? What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. So you would not have voted for Shohei Ohtani as most valuable player?
Oh, Ohtani, I would have. 100%. He's the only guy I would make an exception for because of the pitching and the hitting. But Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper had a monster year.
Yeah, nice stats. How about somebody on a winning team? How about a Dodger or a Giant? What are we talking about here? How about somebody on the Brewers or the Braves?
Trey Turner finished third in MVP voting.
So they were there.
There wasn't a Giant that you could put in the
category. Should have been Max Muncy. What are you talking about?
Max Muncy.
He got hurt on the last day of the season.
Yeah, but did not have the year that Trey Turner had.
He was valuable to the Dodgers the last month of the season. Okay, Max Muncy was the most valuable player in the Dodgers last year.
Right, but you're judging Trey Turner's whole season. The part with Washington and the part with the Dodgers.
I don't care. I just think like in basketball, I just can't ever see somebody win an award like that who was on a team that didn't even make the playoffs.
Has that happened?
No.
Yeah, LeBron won Rookie of the Year and didn't make the playoffs.
Okay, Rookie of the Year, not MVP.
Right, but everybody makes the playoffs in the NBA. That's the issue. Everybody makes the playoffs.
I mean, look.
Nikola Jokic won MVP last year. Denver didn't go very far in the postseason, right? They weren't in the finals.
Right. Well, I know, but they finished fourth, which isn't all that great either.
So, Nikola Jokic, do you have a problem with that?
No, I didn't vote for Jokic. I voted for Steph last year. But I voted Jokic second. But I think it's also... last year was a weird year.
Steph was in a play-in game.
You're shooting your own argument. No, it's last year was stupid. All the guys got hurt, okay? Like, I would have voted for Embiid, but then he got hurt. I would have voted for Harden, but then he got hurt. I would have voted for LeBron, but he got hurt. Like, all the guys who were on the teams that won. Hold for a second.
Bergman, tell me if I'm... Momo says the most valuable player should come from a winning team.
She
voted for Steph last year, who was in.
I know it undoes.
It completely shoots your argument.
I know, but I would have voted for guys on winning teams if they had not been injured. Okay, so that's I understand. My general point in baseball is, how do you have the three finalists for MVP on teams that did not make the playoffs?
Totally agree. Well, with Momo
let's just call it best stats.
Okay.
How do you have a Cy Young winner?
In what respect, Bergman?
Because the Dodgers
had the three best pitchers in baseball last year. I mean, and Julio Urias had won 20 games. Walker Buehler had an outstanding year. Scherzer should have been. Scherzer finished third.
Buehler finished fourth.
Okay. Zach Wheeler on the Phillies, who did nothing.
He had a great
year. What are we doing here?
He had a great
year. So what? He had good stats. Good stats. Okay. If you have a historic year like DeGrom had a couple of years ago, where his stats were like historically good. You can talk me into voting
right,
for somebody
but you're overvaluing on a team that you're overvaluing wins and for starting pitchers. Wins is not an important stat anymore.
Okay, but I think wins on a winning team, like wins on the Dodgers, wins on Buehler.
Well,
had
Corbin
a great
Burns
year.
Won the MVP. Wins for the Milwaukee Brewers, who went to the playoffs.
So that better.
So the thing with Urias though is that it wasn't just wins. He had 20 wins. He had an under 3 ERA. He had 185 innings pitched. He pitched incredibly well. He should have been much higher than he was. Walker Buehler was the best. Walker Buehler was the best pitcher in baseball until one bad start in September. Corbin Burns was fine, but he also had like 160 innings pitched, and he was also in a much weaker division. That was not a tough division at all. The Central.
How can you not have like the Cy Young Award? We can put in a different category, okay? But for me, most valuable player in baseball, you got to have people on the teams that went to the playoffs. Like, I don't know who the Giants would have put up for that award. Who would have been for the Giants?
They don't have anybody.
Yeah, that would have been a harder one.
I mean, Posey, I guess, would have been the guy.
Posey. Belt, he got hurt.
Belt got hurt. I mean, Crawford, you could have put Crawford up there.
Crawford had amazing. How is Muncy not in there? He just got hurt on the last day of the year. Well, they won 106 games. Like, what?
Muncy fell off in the second half of the year. He was not hitting well at all. I think he had to go a streak of like 30 or 40 at bats where he didn't even get a hit. He was having a really tough time at the end of August into September.
Bryce Harper started horribly his first.
Right, it's about how you finish. Bryce Harper shouldn't have been there.
249, Momo.
Yeah, Bryce Harper should not have been there.
Yeah.
What are we doing? It's just like best stats award. Okay.
He batted 249. The MVP can't bat 249.
Yeah, the OPS and slugging and all this stuff.
On
okay.
base percentage.
I mean, Juan Soto, he missed like the first month and a half of the season or something. I mean, like Tatis missed a bunch of time. Like the Padres were the most disappointing team in baseball. Oh, MVP. What are we talking? Right. What's going on here? I don't understand
right,
what these
and
people
yet
vote.
You voted for Steph Curry last year. Okay.
I know. Stop. It was a weird year.
All
okay.
right. So this is an immediate issue. A lot of people listen to us all over the place, right? And a lot of people on the stream and a lot of people right now on the I-5 in Carlsbad near Cannon Road. Something, I guess maybe a Brinks truck had its door open accidentally.
Oh.
And there is cash everywhere. There is cash everywhere. I'm looking at a video right now of somebody who holy hell. There is literally cash laying on the freeway. I'll retweet.
Are people stopping their cars to get out?
Yes. More footage of large amounts of cash on the I-5 freeway. Now here's the issue. If the cash is on the freeway, do you stop and pick some up? Mm. They're never going to figure it was you. You can definitely get away with it.
Mm-hmm. No, because there are other cars driving 70 miles an hour.
It looks like
past that cash.
It looks like there's a bit of a traffic jam. The video I'm looking at has got no cars. The traffic has stopped. People have pulled over to the side of the road, and they're running around and picking up cash.
I'd do it, too.
Let's talk about that coming up next. Do you stop and pick up cash?
Also,
Mason
Mace.
In Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, let me tell you about Isaac and Roy at Mir Audio Video in Westwood. We've been working with these guys for years and years. Great guys. And we got ourselves a Black Friday sale to beat all Black Friday sales, courtesy of Mir Audio Video in Westwood. Here's the deal. On a new TV that's so good, stop what you're doing, listen close, an 85-inch Samsung QLED 4K. The model, it's the Q60. Google this thing up. It is ridiculous. It's the latest and the greatest 85-inch from Samsung with QLED technology delivering a picture that looks so clear it's like looking through a window. You want one? Here's the deal. There are only three at this price. That means the first three to call, get through and buy, get this insane deal. If you're number four not happening, you missed it. If you call and you ain't buying, Isaac's moving on. Ready? Here it is. It retails for $2,800. $2,800. Your price, $1,699, and it is yours. Don't miss out on your dream TV. Call right now, 310-234-4010. That's 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Good luck for Mir Audio Video in Westwood, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, so Burnergate has reached a new crescendo. If you are just tuning in, as of yesterday, and Momo's in for John today, as of yesterday, there was a Twitter account at the Mace Mafia. And at the Mace Mafia tweeted at Chris Morales and said some negative things about the imaging on the station. Today, up pops Morales Mafia. And Morales Mafia has been in a fight with the Mace Mafia all day long. And Momo, there's an update. There's new speculation about who may be behind all this.
All right. So, you know, I've put on my reporter hat and I've been direct messaging with the Mace Mafia. And the hint we got before was I said, give me a hint. And they wrote back, the Magic Kingdom. And I said, give me some more, because none of us knew what that meant. And the reply was, magic could mean Lakers. And then 3 minutes later, you're right. The voice, all in capitals, matters.
Oh.
Because I was talking about how there's a different voice in all three of the burner accounts. Like, if it was the same
Ireland.
Person, it would be. Could be Ireland, but I have another idea.
Okay.
What if it's Alan Sliwa?
No, Alan, this is so above Alan's pay grade. He could not figure this out.
Ireland's like in Boston. I mean, is he listening to the show right now? Like, he's busy.
Well, he technically doesn't need to, right? He's just looking at the tweets from at the Mace Mafia. And has formed, what do you think? Is it Ireland? Is Ireland?
What about Billy Mack? Billy Mack?
I don't think Billy Mack's too cool for this.
I don't know.
I don't think Billy's down in this.
I thought maybe Michael Thompson, but that just feels like he still has a flip phone.
He barely controls his own Twitter account.
Yeah.
I think it's Ireland. I think John Ireland is Morales Mafia, and he's in there fighting on behalf of Morales, which is weird because Morales gives
Mace
nothing
Mafia.
But crap.
Mace Mafia.
Oh, he's fighting Mace Mafia.
So
right.
There's another thing, too. So Morales Mafia came out with something and said, snakes have thick skin, so the joke is on you, Mr. Magic Kingdom. And then there's a picture of Scott Kaplan.
Oh, what if it's Scott Kaplan?
With the magic, because he looks like the magic man. Like
right.
He's
got
a magician.
Finger guns.
Yeah.
But if that's too on the nose, why would you give yourself up like that?
He did give himself up. That's true. Why give himself up? Well, because he's Scott Kaplan.
That's what Jorge just said, Mace.
Yeah.
He's on delay.
All right, so let me take a break from this. We're going to continue following
this breaking
news. What if it's
Sliwa? What if it's Sliwa?
You're just throwing out random people now, Momo. Like,
well, no, he's the Laker guy.
Billy Mack is not going to be. Oh, you said voice, right? Magic Kingdom, Lakers, and voice is the hint. You know what?
It could be John.
It could be Ireland.
What was he doing yesterday? You know, while this all started,
he was on the air with us. Also,
Morales Mafia, by the way, didn't start until today,
right?
Which is you. I mean, let's be honest, Mace. That's you. You can admit
absolutely
that
not me. Put me on a lie detector. It is not me.
Those work.
Put me on a lie detector. It is not me.
You're also a trained actor. You could pass a lie detector.
If there is a voice analyst, you know how those voice people can sometimes tell if you're lying?
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Yeah.
That is not me. Not me.
I don't think any of them are you.
Let's see if anybody's lying about this. You're driving down the 5, and there is cash spread all over the freeway. This is near Carlsbad. This is happening right now. Do you pull over? And traffic is almost at a standstill. There are people pulled over. There are people in the lanes. Mm-hmm. It's like a SIG alert, right? This money is on the freeway. Nobody knows exactly where it came from. But it's everywhere. Do you stop and do you pick up cash? Momo?
I don't think I would. I think it's too dangerous. And I also think that, like, at that point, those are marked bills. And you'd be, like, risking your life, and then, like, later on, those are marked bills, and they'd just be, like, turn them in.
If you watch the video, it is crazy. There is cash spread all over the freeway.
I just don't think that they have cameras everywhere. They're going to see you stop and do it.
Bergman, what about you? Do you stop and pick up cash?
Hell yeah, I'm picking up that cash. Are you kidding me? Even if it's marked, what are you supposed to say? Like, it was all over the floor on the freeway. Yeah, I picked it up.
To me, this is reckless on the part of whoever is carrying cash around. I think it's on them. I think I would stop and pick up a couple of bucks. I wouldn't like hang out there for a long time, but I'd make an ATM withdrawal.
Right. I would get like a quick $1,000 or something
like
that.
The five
freeway
is basically an ATM right now. Jorge, what about you? Do you stop?
Oh, yeah. With gas prices right now, I would take a 20, maybe 100 and fill up my gas and keep trucking.
What we don't know is if all these bills in the video, and I retweeted the video, if they're 20s, are they hundreds? Are they singles? Are they fives?
Well, they're definitely not singles. Come on. You don't put singles in a Brinks truck. Right?
They take everything.
Even coins, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say they're probably 20s. The freeway is filled with 20s.
They're 20s and hundreds.
Just pick them hundreds. Up. Absolutely pick that up.
Stop and pick up a couple.
Right?
I don't know that there's anything wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that.
It's there. It's the money that they spilled. They spilled the money. It's on them.
It's like you dropping $100. You lost it.
Lost it. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, this girl in the video, she's crazy. Stop being on the video and pick up the money.
Yeah, I know. I know. And by the way, why put yourself on video if you're out there picking up money?
Well, you can't get in trouble for picking up this money, right? Like, you're not stealing it. It's all over the floor.
It definitely doesn't belong to you.
So, okay, if you see a bag of money that's underneath your steps or something like that, and you take it, is that stealing?
It's underneath my steps?
Yeah.
No, I would assume somebody gave me a bag of money.
It's in your property.
Look, they're all holding a ton of money. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not their fault that money happened to be flown all over the freeway.
Yeah, boy, that's a crazy scene. That's a crazy scene.
Okay, so they're marked bills. How does somebody find you?
By the way, we're making that assumption that they're marked bills. Right. Like, Momo saw one too many FBI movies.
Yeah, like, how do they find you?
There's no reason they would
be marked
bills.
It's true. You got me thinking about Gattaca and Minority Report.
Like, how do they find you? Like, if I pick up a 20, if I go to the gas station right away and I just exchange my 20 for gas, how are they going to find me at that point now?
Right.
I left it at the gas station.
Cameras everywhere.
But what are they going to do to you? Yeah, I saw you pick.
I took a 20. I left at the gas station.
Right. What are they going to say? I saw you on that camera picking up the money off the freeway.
I left it at the gas station is awesome. It's an excellent album. I had it, but I left it over at the gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a surreal scene. We don't know if it was.
Send it out. Send me the photo.
So I tweeted out the video.
So I paused it.
Okay, I'm gonna watch.
There are ones. There's definitely one that is a
one.
There are definitely ones. But there's other things, too. It's not just ones.
What would Mace Mafia do? Would he take money?
What would Mace Mafia do? Sure. What would Mace Mafia do? Mace Mafia, would you like to?
You want me to ask him?
Yeah, ask Mace Mafia what he would do. So I'll tell you, when I was operating movie theaters in Hawthorne, I had really, really good theaters over in Hawthorne. A sixplex, and we were just starting out in the business, and it was the days of cash, man. People did not use credit cards. People spent real cash money at the movies. This would have been 90s-ish, and every night we would have to make a deposit at the bank, and we would get a bag of cash, and we were making pretty significant money. You know, in the thousands, in the 20s and 30,000s, we would have to stuff it down our pants and go to the bank. But we were it's so nerve-wracking to be carrying that amount of cash on you at any given time. And we couldn't afford to have, like, the Brinks truck come and pick up the cash. That was extra expensive. So I ended up with sometimes 30 grand or 40 grand that I was sneaking over to the bank to make a deposit. And Okay.
Two people were arrested and others could face consequences after drivers stopped on a San Diego freeway Friday to scoop up cash that was blowing across lanes, CHP said.
Apparently this happened a little bit earlier. Martin Garcia tweets, this happened this morning. A couple of people arrested on site. Money is FDIC insured federal crime. I would like to withdraw my
previous statement
to pick up money.
I didn't take anything. It's not at any gas station.
Not at any gas. Yeah, I just drove by.
I didn't leave it anywhere. I'm sorry.
I would never do anything wrong like that. Break time.
Yeah. All right. Momo, have you told a lie?
Yeah, I did.
God, it was such a scrambled show.
I might be getting good at this.
Mason Mafia is too busy tweeting, not paying attention.
Mason Mafia is not me. I'm going to say it over and over again. It is not me. All right. If you think you know Momo's lie, call in right now, 877-710-ESPN. I'm thinking back through the show and wondering what her lie might be. 877-710-ESPN. If you know it, you will win a 4-pack of tickets to go see the some great college basketball. It is the Wooden Paycom, Paycom Wooden Legacy at the Anaheim Convention Center, November 25th and 26th, USC, Georgetown, San Diego State, and St. Joseph. You get a 4-pack of tickets plus a Vote for Jorge t-shirt up for grabs right now if you know Momo's lie. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ken, I find this really tough. Momo told a lie today. And it was just a weird-ass show, right? I mean, we're talking about burner accounts, talking about Momo's burrito from Taco Bell, talking
really
about
good.
Money scattered on the 5 freeway, all kinds of stuff. I'm trying to think what the lie would be.
Yeah.
Bergman, do you have an idea?
Jorge had a good guess earlier, so I believe him. I'm going to go with Jorge's.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to go with Jorge on this. Let's see if anybody else can figure it out. 4-pack of tickets to see some great college basketball game, some great college basketball, and a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. Let's go to Dave in Lake Elsinore. Dave, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's great.
I think the lie is that Ramona had the best burrito from Taco Bell ever, grilled and no sauce. And I don't believe it.
No, that was totally real. I totally had that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry,
Dave. That was a little too hard to sell in there. I'm sorry, man.
That was a hard sell, yeah. Let's go to Ted in Fullerton.
Yeah,
Ted,
it
you're
been
on
too
710.
Hard to sell,
what are you doing, man?
Not too much. I think the lie is that Ramona didn't vote for Steph as MVP.
Nope, that's true.
Oh, that is true.
I voted for Steph.
That would have been a great one.
Yeah.
All right, let's try, before we give any hints, let's try Carlo in Long Beach. Carlo, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Damn, they took my guess, but I'm going to guess go for Momo.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
That's the lie.
What is it?
Go for Momo. That was it. He got it.
So you do not answer the phone. Go for Momo.
Go for Momo.
That was my guess too. To be honest, that was my guess.
Of course I don't.
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you nailed it, Carlo.
Yeah.
That's good.
Congratulations, man. Yeah, it would be really obnoxious if Momo answered the phone. Go for Momo. I'll tell you what, we are going to set you up with a 4-pack of tickets to the Paycom Wooden Legacy at the Anaheim Convention Center on November 25th and 26th, USC, Georgetown, San Diego State, and St. Joseph, plus a very valuable Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
Hey, Vote for Jorge. Let's go.
Vamos. Go vote, right. Vote often. Vote as many times as you can, please.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Hey, Carlo, thanks, man. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, and by the way, you can get your tickets for the Paycom Wooden Legacy. Go to thewoodenlegacy.com.
Go for Momo.
That's a good lie, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what sounds better, go for Momo or?
What are you doing, man? What are you doing, man?
I mean, it was like a very involved story. The rest of the story was true. I did used to answer it and say, you know, it was like something communications. And then I would say, this is Ramona. And then that was all I would ever say. I'd say, this is Ramona. I never would say, this is, I would never say, go for Ramona.
Go for Momo.
Go for Momo.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
Mm-hmm.
What was with me?
I don't know. I think you were just trying to get it out fast. It was like when I just did that promo and I said, the Lakers will be in the New York City area.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that was a disaster of a promo.
Yeah, because I was trying to say Lakers against the Knicks, but then I started to say the New York Knicks, and it sounded weird, and then I said the area, and then it just...
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah. Didn't work.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
That happens.
So there's some debate about whether or not I can say, what's up, brother? How you doing, brother?
I wouldn't do that.
Why?
It sounds kind of lame. Sounds like you're trying too hard.
What are you doing, man? Do you like that better?
No, but yeah, well, better. Better is the word. But not good. I don't like it. I would just say, how you doing? What's going on?
Hola.
Hola.
¿Qué tal? No, you're trying too hard.
¿Cómo está?
So today is Jack Dorsey's 45th birthday. Do you know who he is?
Jack Dorsey. I feel very like I famous. Should, and I'm not finding it.
He is the CEO
of Twitter. I mean,
I could Google
it, but that would be cheating.
The CEO.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I
think his
that.
Twitter handle
He's
is
at
just
Jack
at Jack.
On Twitter.
Yeah, at Jack on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
If you were him, what could you do to fix Twitter? First of all, does it need fixing? Does Twitter need to be fixed?
Yes. Yes. 100%.
How would you go about fixing it?
I would have monitors. Definitely have monitors.
Monitors.
Yeah, and I think there's, I would have, like you know, the amount of fake news that goes out over all social media is horrible. Like, you'd have to have, you know, I'd have people who, when there's, like, real hate speech and real, like, I just think you should be able to get blocked, like, banned from the service way faster than they generally do. And I also think you should be able to delete tweets, like, if you are edit tweets. That's one of the things that... You know,
yeah, you either got to
delete
it. They've
never done.
Once it's out there, you can't really delete it.
Right. And I think Twitter ruins lives. So you should be able to delete tweets.
You really think it ruins lives?
It really does. Like, people dig things up on people. Haven't you seen people get canceled for liking the wrong tweet?
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. That's true. Here's what I would do. And it's funny because we've got all these burner accounts and parody accounts and all that stuff. And I love all of them.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Twitter is you can say anything to anybody without any accountability. And this is not if you're running a parody account, you're doing any of that stuff. We're entertained. We think it's very funny. But the one thing that I would do is I would register each Twitter handle to a phone number. That way you could probably only set up one Twitter account and it would be yours. And if you name associated it like you do on Facebook, then when you said something nasty, somebody would know exactly who you were. People would behave better.
Yeah, they would. And I, you know, we used to do that when I worked at the newspaper. There was a point where they decided to make comments. You had to put your name. It was linked to a Facebook account rather than just like literally could write anything. No accountability or and our comments went way down. So we'd have like 100 comments in a story. But then when you linked it to Facebook accounts, we'd have like 3.
Because people would know who you were.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to be a jerk, it's okay. Be a jerk with your name on it. And most people don't. They only want to be a jerk if their name's not on it.
So it's interesting. Our friend Michelle Beadle has a new podcast. And she said this. That's actually kind of the same thing, but okay. She says, first of all, one of the things she says is she thinks LeBron tried to get her fired, which is interesting. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's real, but she believes that. She also said, I'm very comfortable with not liking people. I think that's what makes all of us healthy. Mm-hmm. It's the people who pretend they like everyone. You can't trust them.
It's a good point.
I'm very comfortable with not liking certain people.
But maybe not publicly.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty good about it. Am I not? Do I not have like a list of people who I don't dig?
Name three people.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? Name three people I don't like.
I know what Beatles getting at there. I know what she's saying, you know, because there is a sort of fake quality that people have to have publicly, I think. Like, whether you, I mean, very rarely does anybody tell you what they really think about you. I always like to say, only your real friends will tell you when you're wrong. Like, only your real friends will tell you when, you know, when it's unpleasant. Because they'll call you and say, hey, that wasn't great. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't do that. Or that was stupid or whatever it is. But most people are just fake nice all the time. Because it's easier. And you're trying to get along in the world. And it's just harder to get along when you have outward feuds and things come back around. And you know, and you can hide behind professionalism. Oh, I'm just trying to be professional and work together with everybody. Whatever. Got to do my job.
I think in a workplace, you kind of have to like everybody. But in the world, you don't.
Don't.
And correct. But some people, especially in L.A., this is a very L.A. thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in L.A., you wait for somebody to leave the room before you say bad stuff about them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In New York, where I lived for a few years, they just say it right to your face.
Yeah.
You know exactly where you stand with everybody.
Mm-hmm. I think that's better.
Definitely more abrasive.
In L.A., yeah, it's more abrasive. But it's also like people just don't like conflict. Most people just don't want to deal with unpleasantness.
Bergman, do you like everybody or are there people you don't like?
I mean, there are people I don't like.
Do you say you don't like them?
It's pretty clear.
Or do you pretend to be the nicest guy?
Name three people.
I have a friend of a friend named Jonathan. I'm not a big fan of his.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I like most people.
See?
I actually get along.
That's so LA.
I definitely have people I don't like.
There are people I don't like. I can't, not off the top of my head, though. You name three people.
Yeah.
Momo,
name three people you don't like.
Oh, okay. Do they have to be their real names?
Yeah. Make it the real names.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Okay, I'll just pick three really generic names, okay?
Okay.
John.
John who?
Ireland?
I don't like it.
John Ireland?
I just said John. I didn't know. No, I didn't say that. I just said it's John. Who else don't I like? Well, one of them, it's not a generic name. I can't use that kind of a name.
I got mine. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Chris Morales. Those are my favorites.
Okay.
You like Morales. Stop it.
Yeah. I can't do it because there's the ones that I would say would be too obvious, right?
You're doing exactly what Beatle said. You're just pretending you like people.
No, that's different. So there's a difference between not liking somebody and pretending to like them.
I see.
So if I don't like somebody, I usually am just kind of cold or I don't engage and I try not to be fake nice. Right. Unless there's certain times where you have to do it because you're working together or you're in the same room together.
Right.
But I just kind of, I don't hang around with those people. I don't tell them anything important, confide in them. I just do what I got to do and get away.
Jorge, name three people.
Not nice.
Break time.
Jorge's not playing the game. Anyway, that was all. Part of that was just to let people know that Beatle has a new podcast. It is on The Athletic.
Good.
It's called What Did I Miss? I listened to it this morning. Very funny, very entertaining.
Me
exactly
too.
Exactly what you would expect.
I listened to our Paul Pierce one.
Michelle Beatle. Yeah, his Paul Pierce on the very first show.
Yeah.
So congrats to Beatle. Look forward to hearing more of that. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Bergman's game today.
Ooh.
And the month is really, really interesting because so many people have won. It is Ireland 3, Mason 2, Bergman 2, Jorge 1, Sedano 1, Kaplan 1, Michael Thompson 1, Kiki 1, and Momo yet to scratch. But you got a chance today,
Big
Momo.
Fat 0.
To hit the scoreboard.
It's not going to happen.
That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Game of Games time. It is. If you go to 710awards.net, you can vote on Game of Games as being the best feature on 710 ESPN. We encourage you to do that. It is one of the highlights of every show. It is Bergman's game today. Now, Bergman, your games can be hit or miss. Is this a hit or is this a miss?
Oh, this is for sure a miss.
Okay, good. I'm glad you've been honest up front.
Hey, I always try and be as honest as I can be. All right, so I think John might or might not be there. John, you there?
Maybe.
Okay.
Good. Oh, right. Ireland checking in.
Only because Bergman texted me. I would have missed it.
Give it away. Chiva.
No, because I heard him talking. It was having like a better conversation than we were. I got a list of 10 crazy, weird, strange facts. Some are real and some I made up. Okay. Can you sniff it out?
All right.
All right, so number one. McDonald's introduced drive-through service due to the military. Mason, true or false?
I'll say true.
Momo?
I'll say true.
Jorge?
I'll say false.
John?
I'm with Jorge. False.
It is true.
Yes.
Military rules forbade the soldiers from wearing their military uniforms, so McDonald's cut a hole in the wall to allow members of the military to pick up their orders without stepping out of their car.
Cool.
That wasn't in a movie.
Man. Number two, Alfred Hitchcock was frightened of eggs. I'll go with Momo.
I'm going to say false.
Jorge.
True.
John.
True.
Mace.
True.
It is true. He said, I'm frightened of eggs. Worse than frightened, they revolt me. Blood is jolly red, but egg yolk is yellow, revolting. I've never tasted it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Number three. The emptier the fridge, the more energy efficient it is. Jorge?
True.
John?
The emptier it is. Yeah, that's true.
Mace?
I'm going to say it's the reverse. I'm going to say false.
Momo?
False.
It is false. It is the actual, you're right, it's the reverse. The more full the more full the fridge, the more energy efficient it is because it doesn't have to put the cold air into it. It generates more cool air or less
Jorge,
cool
did
air.
Did you get that one?
No, I got it wrong.
So right,
Mason's 3 for 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Momo has 2, Jorge 1, John 1. Number 4. There's a bridge. There's a bridge in Japan made of samurai swords that you can walk across. John?
False.
Mace?
False.
Momo?
True.
Jorge.
False.
It is false. There is a bridge in Germany made of Legos that you can walk across.
Mason, you got that, right?
I'm 4 for 4.
Four for four. Wow.
Rolling.
All right, number 5. Spider webs were used as bandages in ancient times. Mason?
Yes. True.
Momo?
False.
Jorge?
True.
John?
What did Mason say?
Mason said true.
Mason's 4 for 4. I'm going true.
It is true. In ancient Greece and Rome, doctors used spider webs to make bandages for their patients. Spider webs supposedly have natural antiseptic and antifungal properties.
There you go.
Yeah.
I am 5 for 5.
You are 5 for 5. All right. So number 6.
How many of these are there?
10.
All right. So
why don't you cut it to,
go
cut it to
opposite
7.
Of Mason.
Cut it to 7.
Well, we got time. We got a long time for this break. A woman who lost her wedding ring found it 16 years later on a carrot in her garden. Momo?
That sounds true.
Okay. Jorge?
I'll say false.
John?
True.
Mason?
True.
It is true. She did find it. The explanation was that the ring must have been lost in a vegetable peelings that were turned into compost. All right, do you want this to be the last one then, Mace, since you're leading 6 to...
No. I can't catch him if this is the last one.
No, we can keep going. We'll keep going.
And as a matter of fact, make him go first.
Okay, you go first on every single time now.
Yeah, he's ahead.
All right, so number 7. Cotton candy was invented by a dentist.
Mason?
I will say that is true.
Momo?
True.
Jorge?
Yep, true.
John?
I think that is true.
It is true. It was in 1897. They called it fairy floss, and now they changed it years later to cotton
Mason,
candy.
Seven for seven. This is one of the most impressive game of game performances ever.
I thought these were actually kind of difficult. I mean, I've done. All right. Anyway,
I'm getting help from the Mace Mafia.
That makes sense.
All right, Mason. It would take 18 hours to drive to space if you could.
To drive to space.
To drive to space, yes.
I will say that is false.
Momo.
I think that's true.
John. Jorge.
False.
John.
It has to be false. 18 hours, I can drive to Idaho.
it is false. It's 1 hour. It only takes 1 hour to drive to space.
One
if you could.
Hour really? To drive to space?
Oh, I thought it was wow. the other way.
Yeah, no, 1 hour if you
okay,
drive
to space. Mason is 8 for 8.
Oof. Number nine. A cloud can weigh more than 1 million pounds, Mason.
That's true.
Momo.
Oh, gosh. I just want to say the opposite of Mason. I have a chance, but I don't think I have a chance. So I'm going to say true.
You don't know. Either way, you don't sweat.
I'm the only one with a chance. And I actually think Mason missed this. I think it's false.
Jorge?
I think it's true.
It is true.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yep. Researchers
Mason's
have found.
Nine for nine.
Researchers have found that a single cloud weighs about 1.1 million pounds.
Yeah, wow. Water's in the cloud. Sure. Yep.
Mason, this is the most impressive performance in game of games.
It really is.
Ever had. Even if you missed crazy. This.
All right,
it
can
is.
We go 10 for 10?
All right.
All right, let's see if you can do it.
All right, Mason. Time for 10 for 10. Hawaii.
Hold on. If you get this right, if you go 10 for 10, I give you 10,000 mythical money dollars.
Wow.
If you go 10 for 10.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, that puts now a lot of
gonna,
pressure.
Yeah, now he's going to choke.
All right, Mason. Louisiana is home to a purple dolphin, a rare purple dolphin.
Well, this could go either way. What are you doing, Mace? Stop Googling.
I'm going true.
All right, Momo?
I'm going to say false.
Jorge?
I'm going false.
John?
I want to see somebody go 10 for 10, so I'm going true.
Jorge, you just lost $10,000.
Oh!
Wow.
Way to go, Mace.
Good job, Mace.
10 for 10.
10 for 10. Nicely done,
Mace. That was
Mace.
Unbelievable.
Mason,
wow.
I went 7 for 10, which I would take on any day of the week, and I didn't even sniff this.
Wow.
What a performance.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like I'm starting the weekend on the right foot.
How many did you Google?
None.
How many did Mace Mafia Google?
Apparently, I'm too busy running multiple Twitter accounts to possibly get this game right.
Morales Mafia.
You know, Ireland, just I don't know if you've been following this, but now there is an at the Mace Mafia.
Okay.
There is an at Morales Mafia.
That's Morales.
And there is an Ireland Mafia that just popped up.
Okay. So you're really, really bored, aren't you?
Mason Mafia says, going into my weekend form, I will reemerge after a 48-hour incubation period. That is what Mason Mafia just tweeted.
Good to know. Well, he should give you some
is
love.
Is it you, John?
10 for 10.
So, John.
Yeah.
There's a story today. It happened earlier today that there was money on a freeway. Apparently, like a Brinks truck. Door swung open. Money on the freeway, on the 5. Right around Carlsbad, a lot of people stopped, picked up money. Would you have stopped and picked up money?
How much would, in your scenario, how much money would I get?
Let's say you pick up, it looked like it was a lot of 20, so let's say you pick up $100.
Easy. I'm in. Yeah, I'm stopping. I'm picking it up.
There. So here's
I used
the,
to have a superstitious thing, Mace.
Yep.
Where I would not walk by any amount of money without picking it up. Like if I walk by a penny, I would have to pick it up.
Yeah.
Because I thought it taught me to value money and that one day I might not have any. And then the pennies started to get a little gross. And during the pandemic, I backed off. But in that scenario that you just laid on me, I'm pulling the car over and I'm heading to the freeway with a shovel.
Okay. So here's the thing. They've already arrested 3 people.
Why?
Yeah, because it's FIDC insured.
FDIC.
FDIC insured, yeah.
I didn't even think about that it would be illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
What if I donated it to charity? Would they still arrest me?
No. Well, yeah, they would.
Yeah, they would. They would. You still took money.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially like robbing a bank.
Did you ever do the bit, like when my brother Brian and I did a bit one time where we were doing bits even when we were kids. We did a bit where we super glued a quarter to the sidewalk just because we wanted to sit around and watch people try to pick it up.
That's pretty good.
Just over and over again, trying to pick it up,
My barber did that to me. There's a gumball machine at the barbershop.
Yep.
And then as soon as you get out of the chair, there's a quarter there, but it's stuck to the ground. And I tried to pick it up, and they all laughed at me as I tried it.
That's awesome. I was so bitter once losing a $5 bet to a friend of mine that I took 500 pennies and super glued them to a box and gave it to him as payment for the bet.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Ireland, we were talking about you're going to be in New York on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday.
And I told you that I would give you $100 if you went to a place called The Duplex and sang a song, and you said you were all in.
Oh,
Duplex. Okay,
I love that place.
It's
in the village.
It's in the village. Okay. It's on Christopher Street in the village.
Okay.
It's a piano bar. It's a gay bar.
All right. Yeah. I'm going out with Ben that night, so he'll film it.
Oh, Ben will totally do it. So here's the deal. You've got to sing a song. My two ideas, since you love Sound of Music, are either Edelweiss or Climb Every Mountain.
Those are two ballady. I would probably how do you solve a problem like Maria? So Long Farewell. Yeah. Something that's a little more upbeat.
Okay, if you
know what the best one is?
My favorite
Defying things. Gravity. Defying Gravity.
Oh yeah, John's going to do a song He's going to do a song from Wicked.
From Wicked.
I liked Wicked, but I ain't singing Defying
Gravity. I want to hear you sing that.
Oh, can you imagine?
Try to find.
It's a cool place. It's a cool place to hang out, though. You would like it. It's
all right.
It's show tunes.
If I have time, I'll give it a shot. Frankly, it depends on how close to the hotel it is.
Yeah, it's downtown. You guys probably stay uptown.
Yeah, this is How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria?
And you know all the words.
Most of them, yeah. I'll see what I can do for you.
Okay, cool. So is LeBron going to play? You're in Boston. Is LeBron going to play?
They haven't said yet. Vogel is talking right now.
Have you seen him? Have you seen LeBron?
Minutes. I've seen him, yeah. He's here. He was at shoot-around today, and he looked good, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to play. Mm-hmm. He's not on the court right now. Right now it's DeAndre Jordan, Malik Monk, and that's it.
So Jaylen Brown is out. I put 20,000 mythical dollars. I already won 10 today from Jorge. Thank you. I put 20,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers plus 2.5 tonight, thinking that LeBron is going to be in the game. So I
well, that's
he
a big
plays.
Deal that Jaylen Brown's out. That's 7 games in a row that Jaylen Brown has missed. And they've been kind of lost.
Yeah, they're what are they? I think they're 8-9 now.
They're 7-8.
7-8. There you go.
Yeah, and so we'll see which team shows up. You know, two of the last 3 games in this building that I've done were 1-point Laker wins, including that crazy Rondo.
The Rondo game.
Yeah, I hope we get one of those games. I hope we get a really close game.
All right, awesome. We will be listening.
The ESPN pregame show's here. I'm looking at Jalen and Stephen A. and Greeny and all those
nice.
Dudes are here tonight.
Cool. Well, we will be listening. We will be watching. Momo, thank you very much. You'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, thanks.
Jorge Bergman, John, have a great weekend. Ireland, have a good couple of games, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, see ya.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.